recording.
Okay.
Oh, they did?
Okay, we're going to do the VO, guys. I'm so sorry to interrupt your chats.
Go for it.
Depending on the season, visitors come to pick their own blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, apples, flowers, or pumpkins. Husband and wife Steve and Jody Knabel followed in their grandparents' farming footsteps. They started their berry growing endeavors in 2001 by planting 25,000 strawberries. They named the farm Jelly's Market, combining their daughters' names, Jessica, Lindsay, and Libby. Now the daughters who the farm is named after help to run it. Over the years, they grew to include apple orchards and a commercial kitchen baking sweet treats here daily.
Let's do one more. Can you keep looking that way, but okay. You rotate the paper.
The paper?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. Depending on the season, visitors come to pick their own blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, apples, flowers, or pumpkins. Husband and wife Steve and Jody Knabel followed in their grandparents' farming footsteps. They started their berry growing endeavors in 2001, and you had to honk.
Yep, yep. You had to. Like,
he was delivering.
Go for it.
Okay. From the top?
Yeah.
Okay. Depending on the season, visitors come to pick their own blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, apples, flowers, or pumpkins. Husband and wife Steve and Jody Knabel followed in their grandparents' farming footsteps. They started their berry growing endeavors in 2001 by planting 25,000 strawberries. They named the farm Jelly's Market, combining their daughters' names, Jessica, Lindsay, and Libby. Now the daughters who the farm is named after help to run it. Over the years, they grew to include apple orchards and a commercial kitchen baking sweet treats here daily.
Cool.
Good on that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.